Sharing Time, God Tells His Prophets, by Sidney Reynolds. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but He revealeth His secret unto His servants, the prophets. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. If God Himself told His prophets something that the whole world needed to hear, but that prophet lived long ago or far away, how could we get the message? Answer: the prophets carefully wrote it down for us. We can find it in books and other writings called scriptures. The scriptures are the word of God revealed to prophets. Hundreds of years before Jesus Christ was born, many Old Testament prophets promised the people that a Messiah, Savior, would come. Isaiah prophesied that a child would be born. See Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Micah said he would be born in Bethlehem. See Micah chapter 5, verse 2. Zechariah knew that Jesus Christ, the Messiah, would be betrayed for 30 pieces of silver. See Zechariah chapter 11, verses 12 and 13. The New Testament was written by prophets who lived about the same time as Jesus Christ. Many heard Him teach, saw Him crucified, and talked with Him after His resurrection. They knew that He was the Son of God. See Matthew chapter 16, verse 16. Book of Mormon prophets wrote a long record of their people who came to the Americas. They also wrote about Jesus Christ. Nephi saw much of the Savior's life in a vision. See 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 13 through 33. Alma prophesied that Jesus Christ's mother's name would be Mary. See Alma chapter 7, verse 10. Samuel the Lamanite prophesied that a new star would shine at Christ's birth. See Helaman chapter 14, verses 2 and 5. When the Savior visited the Nephites, the prophets wrote all that they could about what He taught them. See 3 Nephi chapter 17. They wrote so that they could share it with us. After Joseph Smith translated the Book of Mormon, the Lord gave him other revelations, which are now included in the Doctrine and Covenants and the Pearl of Great Price. These books contain important information about Jesus Christ and powerful testimonies that He lives. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 22 through 24. The Lord tells His prophets many things that we need to know: how to live, how to repent, what will happen in the future. But the most important thing the Scriptures teach us is that Jesus is the Christ. Every prophet bears testimony of Him. Sharing Time Ideas. Note: Children's Songbook. 1. Ask four adults, each using one of the following, to help you teach how we got the Scriptures. 1. Bible, Bible Dictionary, Bible. 2. Book of Mormon, title page and introduction. 3. Doctrine and Covenants, title page and explanatory introduction. 4. Pearl of Great Price, title page and introductory note. Each adult should also share his or her testimony of the assigned book. Divide the children into four groups and assign each group a learning area. When it is time for the groups to rotate to another area, have the pianist play a scripture song from the Children's Songbook. The Golden Plates, page 86. Tell Me the Stories of Jesus, page 57. Etc. The children could sing along. 2. To help the children memorize Amos chapter 3, verse 7, write the scripture and the reference across 9 sheets of paper. On the reverse side of each paper, attach a picture of a prophet, include President Hinckley. Post the papers so the scripture reads correctly. Have the children repeat it once or twice. Then turn over the papers in random order, one or two at a time, and continue repeating the scripture until it is memorized and all the prophets are revealed. Share your own testimony that the Lord does reveal His will to the prophets. 3. Make warning signs, such as stop, icy road, steep grade, yield, railroad crossing, no entry, a poison symbol, etc. On the reverse side of each sign, attach a picture and or scripture reference that shows how a prophet has warned the people. Possibilities: Noah and the flood, Moses chapter 8, verse 19, and verses 23 through 24. Lot at Sodom and Gomorrah, Genesis chapter 19, verse 1 and verses 12 through 25. Joseph Smith and the Word of Wisdom, Doctrine and Covenants, section 89. Moses and the Ten Commandments, Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 22. Jonah and the people of Nineveh, Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, and chapter 3. Gordon B. Hinckley, The Family, A Proclamation to the World, Ensign, November 1995, page 102. Display the signs and discuss how these signs warn us of danger and how we are protected when we pay attention to them. Ask a child to identify a warning sign. Turn it over and tell about the picture or read the scriptures. Finish by telling them that because the Lord loves us, He tells His prophets what we need to know. If we listen to them, we will be blessed. 4. Have the younger children sit in a circle. Pass a beanbag around while singing or humming a scripture song from Children's Songbook, The Golden Plates, page 86, Book of Mormon Stories, page 118, Follow the Prophet, page 110, Tell Me the Stories of Jesus, page 57, Search, Ponder, and Pray, page 109. When the music stops, have the children holding the beanbag tell a scripture story. 5. Play a matching game with duplicates of some of the following pictures: scrolls, gold plates, a book of scripture, the birth of Jesus Christ, the resurrection, Jesus Christ as the Good Shepherd, the prophet Joseph Smith, Moses, President Hinckley, etc. Face the pictures against the chalkboard and let the children take turns turning them over. When they get a match, have them tell about the picture. 6. Prepare 4 word strips: Old Testament, New Testament, Book of Mormon, Doctrine and Covenants. Select from the Gospel Art Kit or your war library 1 or 2 pictures depicting events told in each standard work. Older children may just need the name of the event on a piece of paper. Post the word strips and assign each class a picture to dramatize or tell about. After each presentation, have the class place its picture under the proper word strip. Suggested pictures: David and Goliath, Daniel in the lion's den, the wise men, the Good Samaritan, Lehi finds the Leahona, Nephi builds a ship, Joseph Smith in Liberty Jail, the pioneers go to the Salt Lake Valley. 7. For additional resources on the scriptures, see the following friend articles: The Words of Christ, March 1996, pages 46 and 47, and Search the Scriptures, August 1994, pages 36 and 37. End of the article, Sharing Time.